And just as a reminder, we do have prayer group every Tuesday night at 7, and we would love to have you join us. As we prepare for our scripture reading today, we've been in John's gospel the past few weeks, but this morning we're going to switch over to one of the synoptics. We're gonna read from Luke. Easter, this whole season, is all about ways in which Jesus reveals himself to the disciples, and also the way that God reveals God's self to us. Even in the midst of darkness and panic, light shines through. And so today we gather on a familiar road, the road to Emmaus. And it is evening, and there's this spectacular glow of day that has begun to fade. And resurrection at this point is simply just a rumor. It's a curiosity. It's something that they don't quite understand. And so the disciples, they meet this stranger on the road, and it's clear that this is something they want to talk about. They've heard about resurrection, and they want to understand it and believe it. And though they've been talking for hours trying to figure out what is going on, arguing about the details, Jesus shows up, and they fail to recognize him. Our scripture reading actually starts in verse 28, but I'm going to back up and I'm going to read kind of what leads up to our text for today. So I'm going to start in Luke 24 and begin in verse 13. It says this: "Now on the same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem. And they were talking with each other about all the things that had happened. And while they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near, and Jesus went with them. But their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, 'Well, what are you guys talking about while you walk along the road?' And they stood still, and they looked sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered. He said, 'Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place in these days?' And Jesus said, 'What things?' And the disciple replied, 'The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet, mighty in deed and word before God and all of the people. And now our chief priests and leaders, they handed him over and they condemned him to death and they crucified him. But we had hoped that he would be the one to redeem Israel.' Yes, and besides all of this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some of the women in our group, they astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning. And when they went, they did not find his body. They came back and they told us that they had seen these visions of angels and that he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and they found it just as the women had said. But they did not see him." So it's Easter morning, and Jesus meets the disciples on the road, and they're talking about the story that they had heard from that day about Mary going to the tomb and meeting angels and the disciples going and them too not finding the body there, and they have all of these rumors about resurrection, and Jesus is standing there in their midst, and it says their eyes are kept from recognizing him. I wonder, too, today, us modern disciples. We have gathered across the world this morning to attend various churches on our technological devices. And we come partly out of duty, right? This is what we do on Sunday morning. But we also come seeking to learn and to know more, to have our spirits filled with the presence of God, to understand how God is at work even in the midst of this global crisis. And yet, I think sometimes we might be too preoccupied or too worried or too whatever to see that Jesus is right here among us. We're too worried about fighting and arguing and trying to come up with our own conclusions, when at the heart of it, Jesus is right here with us. When I was in seminary, one of my professors liked to tell stories because they were all preachers, right? So they liked to share all of these great sermon illustrations with us. And one of my professors, I cannot remember who, but I remember the story. And he said, I can't remember if this was about his class or about one of his friends' classes, but he said that the students were preparing to preach their sermons. And all of them had been assigned a familiar text, the story of the Good Samaritan. We all know this story, right? There's a man walking along the road, and he's beaten by robbers. And then different people walk by, and they just pass by on the other side. And so all of these seminary students, with all of their training and their call to be pastors and their love for God, they'd all prepared this sermon on this biblical text. And so the professor decided to do something interesting. He went outside and he dressed up like he didn't have anywhere to live or anywhere to go. He was in ragged clothes and he put dirt on his face. And he sat under a tree right outside the hall where these seminary students would be going to preach. And if you remember back to maybe your high school days or your college days, you knew when you had a big presentation, something that was going to be a huge part of your grade, it made you worried and anxious, and that's all you could think about. And that was also true of these seminary students. As each one of them entered the building where they would be delivering this important, paramount sermon, they all walked by their dressed-up professor and passed by on the other side, not even realizing who was in their very midst. I wonder if this is true of us, how often we just pass by Jesus in our midst. And when this season of stay-at-home began, I thought to myself, wow, this might be an opportunity for us to pause, to be less busy, to notice what is going on around us, to see those who are hurting in our world, and to take time and to notice them, to notice Jesus, to notice what really matters. And I don't know about you, but one of the things that I've discovered is I'm busier than ever before. And that even though I want to see Jesus in my midst, oftentimes I fail to do so. So our story goes on. It says, after they had seen Jesus that they didn't recognize on the road, and they told Jesus about this resurrection stuff, it says, as they came near the village to which they were going, he, meaning Jesus, walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, no, no, stay with us, because it was almost evening and the day is now nearly over. So he went in to stay with them. And when he was at the table with them, he took bread and he blessed it and he broke it and he gave it to them. It says, then their eyes were opened and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. And they said to each other, were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us? That same hour they got up and they returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered there. And they were saying, the Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon. Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them through the breaking of bread. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So we have these two disciples who are not the 11, right? And they invite Jesus to come into their home. They invite Jesus into their life, not really recognizing that it is Jesus. And Jesus comes in and he breaks bread. And obviously this alludes to that Last Supper that had just taken place a few days prior. And as I was reading this, I wonder, were these guys even there? Or had they just heard about this Last Supper? Because these guys are not a part of the 11, right? And so they see and recognize Jesus. It says their eyes were opened and they were able to recognize that it was him. And then they say this, "Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking on the road?" This text is all about burning hearts. This pregnancy has been filled with heartburn. I don't know about you. Heartburn is not very fun, but this is a different kind of heartburn, right? That feeling within you that gets you going and you wonder, something is different. This is something I should pay attention to. You know, when Jesus shows up, oftentimes we get that sort of feeling. There's an author, Kathleen Norris, she reminds us that to believe is not a matter of the mind, but it's a matter of the heart. For what we believe is what we give our hearts to. That is essential to what this story, to the Easter story, and what this entire season is about. Stripping away everything and getting to the heart of the matter. All of the arguing on the road, all of the debating, all of the wondering and the curiosity, all of that kept the disciples from really recognizing who Jesus was. It wasn't until they stopped for a moment and they just had a meal together that they realized that Jesus was there in our very midst. And maybe this is true for us too. Maybe at the heart of all of it, we are called to just pause and to recognize Jesus in the mundane, in the ordinary, in the everyday sacred of our lives. For Wesley, John Wesley, our founder, the heart, the center of the gospel was the greatest commandment. And that's also true for many of us, to love God and to love neighbor. That's what rests at the center. That's what we are called to do. If you'll notice this week, we've had on the altar for a couple weeks this painting. And this started on Ash Wednesday. And so this painting, on Ash Wednesday, we gathered and we wrote down the things that we regret or the things that we need to give up and give to God. And we took those pieces of paper and we burned them and we created ashes out of them. And then together we took those and we put them on this canvas. And then over those weeks of Lent, we slowly started to build this cross. And of course, the stay-at-home order kind of interrupted that process a little bit. But this cross is formed of individual, unique tiles, representing each and every one of us, those who Christ came to save, the body of Christ. And then in the center of the cross is the heart. The heart of the matter. What we are called to do, who we are called to be. Disciples that spread the love and light of Jesus Christ in the world. So from letting go, from stripping away, the body of Christ can be built up. This is what is at the center of Jesus' table ministry throughout all of the Gospels. Jesus gathers with the unloved, the unwanted, the unwelcomed, and Jesus brings them in, showing the love for God and the love for neighbor. And that's exactly too what happens in this moment at dinner when they come back off the Emmaus Road. All of their doubt, all of their worry, all of their anxiety is stripped away as they break bread together and they recognize that Jesus is there. Jesus is waiting, and Jesus is opening his life for all of us. I want you to take a moment this morning. The sermon series that we're doing is called The Heart of the Matter, and we kind of have an action response each week. Last week, I reminded you of the worry stone, so if you didn't do that last week, I invite you to find a stone, and anytime you're worried or anxious, draw a heart on it, and then you can take that and you can keep that stone as a reminder that Jesus is always present with you. This week, I would invite you to take your hands and to stretch them out and to close your eyes for just a moment and to think about these disciples who were gathered around a table together. We need to reach out and connect with those who are around you. If you're alone, reach out your hands and imagine people on either side of you who you want to offer love to right now. In this moment, we let this gesture plant seeds of love straight from our heart, remembering that in this season, life prevails, hope is found, and love wins. Let's pray. Holy and gracious God, we just pause and we give you thanks for your word, for this Easter story that is told in different ways, in different times, by different people, but, oh God, at the center of it, the message is that you are here and you are present, God, and that you continue to show up for us, showing us your light and your love in the midst of darkness and despair. God, we love you and we praise you in the name of Jesus. Amen.